Hey friends, Trisha here. Today on Book Fair Podcast, we are talking all things reading goals, and we have so much fun doing it. So if you are thinking about what you might like to read this year, what goals you might want to set, or just how to enjoy the process of reading books more in 2024, this episode is for you. Hi, I'm Trisha.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Elizabeth,
and welcome to Book Fair Podcast.
Do you love books, or do you want to?
Are you tired of picking up the latest new release and finding it's filled with junk you don't want in your life?
Has motherhood somehow made your brain a dusty shamble?
Friend, you are in the right place. We are three friends and mamas on a mission to create a fun, bookish community, pursuing a deeper life through the reading life.
We are your trusted source for books of all flavors.
Always grounded in truth, goodness, and beauty.
So, if you're ready for scrumptious literary fare among friends,
grab your cup of coffee, your load of laundry, or the steering wheel,
and pull up a seat at the table.
Hey, hey, five-star review time, y'all.
All right.
We have today FC Violin Girl. I don't know who that is, y'all, but that's who it is. I enjoyed listening to these ladies so much. I know if they recommend a book, I can trust its content. Getting to listen to them laugh and have fun is an added bonus. If you're looking for the next book for your TBR list, listen here first.
Aww.
Thank you so much, FC Violin Girl. And if you will reach out to us, because we can't reach out to you, we've got a mug for you for your five-star review, and we'll mail it to you or get it to you some kind of way. So let us know. You can message us in the Facebook group, or you can reach out to us on our website. We have an email there.
Yes, thank you for that.
Thank you. I want to say that warms my heart, because that's a big thing we do on this podcast.
So speaking of our website, we have a new website. Hooray!
Yay!
Woo-hoo. And it is bookfairpodcast.com, and you can go there. And one of the things that will happen when you visit the website is there will be a little box that pops up that says, leave us your email and we'll send you a free gift. So we have a free gift. Everyone will get emailed who signs up on the website. And it is a 5-page printable PDF of resources and ideas for your reading life and the reading life of your kids. So I think only the first page or so is resources for your kids. And so even if you're not a parent, the last 4 pages are for you. And there are tons of ideas in there, mostly taken from our previous 84 episodes and book lists we've compiled from different genres and different ideas. So definitely go to our website and do that. It's another way you can get in touch with us. And as an added incentive for y'all to go to our website right now, we are drawing names for a sticker pack. So Amanda created an exclusive 5-sticker sticker pack, and 7 lucky people are going to get a sticker pack mailed to them for the first 7 weeks of the year. And we just drew a name before we started recording, and I am not going to say the whole email address because that would be an invasion of privacy. But it looks like from the email that the woman's name is Christy. So if your name is Christy, you might have won. And I will be emailing you to ask for your mailing address so we can mail you stickers. We are very excited. And congratulations. We didn't announce it on the show. We announced it in the group. But Aaron won last week. So congratulations.
Yay!
To Aaron and Christy.
Awesome.
Yay. Okay, so it is week 3 of the year. Happy New Year. How long can you say Happy New Year?
I mean, until it starts to feel stressful and stale.
Because I just want to say Happy New Year everywhere I go still this year.
Me too. I'm still feeling it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I'm very excited about this new year. And it is actually my doing that we are not doing reading goals until week 3 of the year. I kind of have this pattern in my life that the holidays are so crazy, and I like to just take some quiet time starting after Christmas, like the week between Christmas and New Year's, if there's downtime, and then the first, you know, couple weeks, half, sometimes the whole month of January, to just sort of reflect and pray and be thinking about the new year and be journaling about what my goals are and what my focuses are going to be and just kind of take January to kind of settle into that. So I wasn't ready to like January 1st be like, new goals, I know what my goals are. So I said to the girls, can we wait a little bit to record about new goals? And they were very sweet. They were very amenable to that. So anyway, just in case you thought, wouldn't you have done this the first week of January? That was my fault. So we're going to talk about our reading goals this week, and I am super excited. So I think most of y'all know who have listened to us for a while that the other hat I wear professionally in the world is as a personal development coach. And I love coaching women around the goals in their life and empowering them to get over obstacles and live with strength, courage, confidence, and power. So that is something that I do, you know, in my life. So we thought it would be fun today for me to put on my coaching hat and coach Elizabeth through some of her goals. She wasn't completely clear about everything she wanted with her reading goals this year. So first, Amanda's going to talk about her goals. I'm going to talk about mine. And then I'm going to coach Elizabeth on some reading goal things. This is going to be so fun. I've never coached
Very
either
excited.
One of you. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. So Amanda, first you tell us, because when I reached out to you guys about this, you were like, yes, I know my goals. I'm locked and loaded. So lay it on us. First of all, we have to know what the 5x5 categories are. Like this is, you know, Elizabeth said, some of our best content that we get all year.
Okay. Well, I will say I'll get to that. I'll get to the categories in a second. People are probably wondering what that is if you're new. First of all, my overall goal is the same as it has been the last few years. And that is to read widely because I can get stuck in a rut and I don't want to. So that helps me think more broadly.
And what does read widely mean to you?
That means not being stuck in my one or two genres that I kind of go to that are easy and familiar for me. Because there's lots of things I want to read almost everything, I feel like. Sometimes.
If you want to read everything, you might read nothing. So you have to narrow down.
Exactly. That was kind of my year last year. So there is another group that's dear to my heart, Scholay Sisters. And they have a challenge every year. It's called the 5x5. So it's 5 categories and 5 books in each category. So the idea is to read widely. You might have a category on maybe subjects that you want to learn more about. Like, oh, you know, I'd like to be a little bit better in math or biology or something like that. Or I really want to read these classics that I've never read. Or I really want to read these books that are scary to me. That kind of thing.
But the category can be anything you want, right? It's completely self-determined.
Yes. So for me to read what I actually want to read, I need a little bit of a framework. And so this really helps me with that. I know in the past, in our book fair group, people have posted 5x5s that they're working on too. So I will make a little post for 5x5 so that if you did it last year, you can post it if you want. Or if you're thinking about doing it this year, you can post it. And I'll also put in there a link to the Scholay Sisters website where they talk about it, because I really want to give them credit for this. So I don't have my categories for this year yet. I have a long list of books that I want to read, and I kind of morph the categories as I go depending on what I actually read. Now this year, my goal is to be more intentional than I have before. And I'm picturing myself floating down the river in a canoe. But this year I have an oar.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And like maybe last year I didn't use my oar or
something. This is definite improvement. I mean, yeah. I feel like your last year was great, but having an oar feels important.
Yes. So I've got my oar. I've got my list of books. I'm ready to just get started. And this year I'm going to think more in terms of months than the whole year. Which probably seems very obvious, but it wasn't to me last year. So I'm going to more make my list for the month as I go. Now,
I think that makes a lot of sense for an Enneagram 7 also.
Yeah.
Who deals in excitement and excess, like smaller, break your big goal up into smaller goals.
Yeah.
I think that makes so much sense.
Yeah. I think that's, it's already helping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can share what my categories were by the end of last year, because it really went down to the wire for me. I finished, but I didn't think it was going to happen, but I did it. So my first one was, by the way, I went with song titles. I don't know all of these songs, so it's not necessarily an endorsement of it, but the title fit the category. So the first one was I Love to Laugh from Mary Poppins, because I ended up reading books that really made me laugh, which was great. Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Sure.
You know, we had Dracula last year, Something Wicked This Way Comes, that kind of thing. We Got to Get Out of This Place by The Animals. I read books like Animal Farm, Inferno, Brave New World.
That's amazing.
And then True Story by the Moody Blues. Those are my nonfiction books.
Okay, yeah. True story.
And then Timeless by Taylor Swift. So these were my classics, Beowulf, Jane Eyre, Scarlet Letter, that kind of thing.
Amazing. So you don't know what the categories are yet? I don't know if I've ever caught this part before.
Well, I think I have had categories at the beginning of the year. But
okay.
I do have some goals, such as reading Lewis. I'm reading at least part of the Ransom trilogy again this year with The Abolition of Man. And I might want to throw in a couple more books that have to do with that, like The Medieval Mind of C.S. Lewis, that kind of thing. I'm doing kind of a mini book club with a different group on leadership on a homeschool mom's need to lead herself well, and therefore she can help lead her family.
Mm-hmm.
So I have several books in there, including Spiritual Mothering, A Failure of Nerve, and The Art of War.
Ooh, okay. Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, I want to read up on fairy tales. There's lots of topics. I'm thinking in terms of topics right now. And so towards the end of the year, once I see how things are.
You give them a clever grouping.
Yeah, it just makes it fun for me.
Okay. But you kind of know at the beginning of the year, you're looking for 5 broad topics. So that still helps you like sort of not read all the same thing because you kind of have these topics in mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. Love it. Love it, love it. Okay, so my goals, I mean, they're not super profound or anything this year, but this is what I have come up with. Number one, I want to continue my commonplacing. So I had started commonplacing last year. I had a confession in an episode in August that I had not done very much of it. but I did go back and catch up and put my bookmarked and highlighted things into my commonplace. There's only one book I have left that was a last year's book that I haven't done. So I have done that, and I think that's been good for me. I've enjoyed it. I really like having these quotes. There are times when I've referenced them. And so I want to continue that as a habit and keep making it more a natural part of what I do. So I'm continuing that. Number two, reading that I'm doing for our In Real Life book club and book fair. So like you said, Amanda, we're going to do a fairy tale episode. We're going to do a detective fiction episode. There are episodes we do, and sometimes I want to read a book or two in front of that. And of course, the things that we do in our book fair book club. Side note, be watching in the next few days for a nomination post in the group to start determining our first book fair book club of the year. So first, normally we put up a nomination post. You can throw out any book that you think this group would love to read, that you would love to read with this group. We look at all the nominations, we pick 3, and then we let the group vote on what it is that they want. So be on the lookout for that.
And this group nominates really great books.
Yeah, we've read some really good stuff.
We do.
It's been so much fun. And then I made a note under this similar to what you said, Amanda, that at the beginning, I did this some months last year, not every month, but at the beginning of the month, to look at my paper, the month view of my paper planner, and look at what I'm reading for book club and book fair, and kind of see where those books are, make sure the books that are like that, you know, that I have them ordered from the library or whatever, and then kind of look at what other things I might want to get my hands on, or plan a little bit what other things I might want to read that month. So kind of to do a monthly look at all of that. Number three is to fit in some things from close reads where I can. So those other two things come first, but then, you know, I like to do close reads. I've already done their first book of the year, Summer Lightning by PJ Woodhouse. PG Woodhouse.
PJ.
You read PG and PJs.
That's right. Probably. Right. Hysterical. So much fun. Number four, something we have also been talking about around here is the Ethics of Beauty, which is a huge, like 900-page book. I am going to be leading a reading group on this book. I am so excited about it. We have talked about it the last two episodes, but if you have not heard, The Ethics of Beauty is a book by Dr. Timothy Petitsis, and the premise of it is that of the three things we talk about being the foundations of classical education, truth, goodness, and beauty, what he is positing in this book is that beauty leads the way, that it is beauty that leads us into truth and goodness.
There is a quote on the inside front of my copy that says, "Chaste and ardent eros for the beautiful is the first task of human life. And falling in love with beauty is the beginning of every adventure that matters."
Oh, I loved that too.
How could you not want to read this
it's
book?
It's going to be so good. I've looked up many words already, guys. So this is going to be so good.
So I am going to be, this is dropping on the 16th. By the end of this week, so by the 19th, 20th, I'm going to be emailing everyone who has reached out to me and said they wanted to be in this group. And we are going to be looking to find a time that works for everyone that we can get together and meet. And somewhere around the 1st of February, we'll be meeting to talk about chapter one. So if you want to do the Ethics of Beauty with us, start reading chapter one, let me know you want in, and we will be going. I'm super excited.
And the idea is one like Zoom meeting a month.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. So one Zoom meeting a month to do one chapter so that you can just have that one chapter to get through every month. Number five, after all of that, which is kind of my structured stuff for the year, or the things that I'm doing because of responsibility, then after that, I want to feel free to read whatever I want, whatever I feel drawn to, whatever feels good for my soul. I've done two nonfiction history books in a row. When I'm really overwhelmed, or when I'm like dealing with something hard, a lot of times I'm drawn to history because it's interesting, but it's like not dramatic. It's not so much like I don't want to be pulled into a narrative story that I'm not sure what it's going to do to me. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have the emotional bandwidth for heartbreak or sorrow. And sometimes I don't even want like rom-com, like don't mess with my emotions.
Tell me some things.
Just teach me some things that happened. And even though there can be emotion in that, like it can touch me. There's something about reading history. It's just the purpose of it is not to touch your emotions. The purpose of it is to teach you what happened and to teach you the facts. And so it's just easier for me to digest. So I have read both How the Scots Invented the Modern World and Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania. Talk about having some touching parts. It definitely did. Fascinating. So good. I love Eric Larson. So yeah. I think I'm going to start Truman next by David McCullough. So I'm on a history run right now. Low emotional bandwidth. Read history. And then number six is we have talked about before. So did you guys see Thanksgiving weekend, we were on a trip to Disney and I posted a picture in our group and I said, "What am I acting out?" And I was in front of a huge globe and no one knew what it was. I was so sad. I was like, I have not talked about Nero Wolfe near enough on this podcast. If no one knows that Nero Wolfe has a giant globe in his office. And whenever he gets stressed out, he owns a house someone gave to him in Egypt. And whenever he gets really stressed, he goes over and looks at Egypt on the globe and contemplates moving to Egypt.
I did not know what you were doing. That's amazing.
So, I need more people in this podcast to read Nero Wolfe so they can join me in my inside jokes about Nero Wolfe. But the reason I know Nero Wolfe so well is that Brett and I read it often together. We play an audiobook while we're going to sleep at night. And we've all read, both of us have read all the books multiple times. But this past year, I did something I've never done before, the past year and a half, and I read them in order. And I've never done that. I really wanted to see, in particular, how his views of women evolve over time. So anyway, I am on the last one, book 46 right now. And when we finish book 46, I'm going to see if I can talk Brett into shifting to Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, he likes Sherlock Holmes, right?
Well, he loves movies and stuff. So I think I can do it. We'll have to find a narrator that he can fall asleep to.
Yes.
I'm sure you can find whatever narrator you need for those stories.
I don't think so. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's a lot, yeah. Okay, yeah, wait a minute. You have read this series multiple times in the past, and this last time through was only your first time reading them in order?
Yes.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. Are you kidding me? Who are you?
I don't even
want to do that. You said that, almost fell off my seat here.
Well, it's the kind of thing where when we first got them, we were getting what we could get from wherever. And we had some people saying, like, start here, read this one. And then we got the ones that we could get through the library. We got the ones we could get through Audible. And they're really standalone. Every story is independent. And then once we knew it didn't matter, we would just, like I said, we would kind of pick them. Well, eventually we gathered them all. So we now own them all in one way or another. They don't have audio for all of them, but those I own on my Kindle. So I had never done it. And Brett would a lot of times pick them. Like, he would just pick the one he was in the mood for. So, like, we're going to start The Black Mountain before bed. Okay. We're going to start Death of a Dude. Okay. Like, he would just pick, you know, whatever. So yeah, it wound up being random, but that's partially because I was doing it with my husband. This was not a Trisha project to begin with.
That makes a little more sense for Brett.
So those are my goals. What do you think?
I like
that. That sounds great. I love that you went back and you put your quotes in your commonplace book.
Aw, thank you.
I admire that so much. I'm not there. I'm working on it.
If I don't do it as it goes, I'm like, that's yesterday's idea. But you went back and you claimed them. That's impressive.
And you've got your structured goals, and then you have room in your goals for what strikes you as you go. It seems so balanced.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It feels a little not super exciting to me when I wrote it down, but I'm like, this is reality. We're being real here. So
yeah,
this is what it is.
Great.
Okay, I'm ready to lay on the couch.
All right, girls, I'm calling an audible here. I am looking down at the time, and by the time we wrap up, we're already going to be at like 28, 29 minutes. So I think maybe we should, you know, stop on a cliffhanger and do another episode, and I'll coach Elizabeth around her reading goals for next week's episode. What do you think?
Do I have to wait to have a purpose in life? That's fine. I got enough other stuff.
Can you handle
good.
It?
I can do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, listeners. Next week, you'll get to hear what Elizabeth's goals end up being, and you'll get to hear an example of Trisha walking you through maybe a way that could work for you, how to pick out your goals if you're also unsure.
And you don't have to be afraid that episode is not going to drop until January 23rd, because it is okay to use the whole month of January, even into February, to plan your goals for the year.
Yeah, I don't have my Christmas tree down yet, so we're still in the zone. Who's with me?
Oh, me. My Christmas tree's still up, too. Elizabeth's got the big eyes. She's like, what?
Can't. I'm coming over to take Elstree's down.
Hey, I am all for that. That would be awesome. So visit our private Facebook group. Just search for Book Fair Podcast and let us know what are your goals. If you know what you're doing, have you ever done something like a 5x5? Would you like to join me in that? And not to forget, we have our own Book Fair Reading Challenge, and I'm incorporating that into my 5x5. So I'd love to hear what you're thinking. Are you going to wait and hear how Tricia leads Elizabeth to choose her goals and then choose yours? Let us know what you're thinking.
And until our very exciting next week, I'm Tricia.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Elizabeth.
And Happy New Year Reading. We are so glad you're here with us today. We can't wait to continue this conversation in the Facebook group. If you're not a member of our online community, look us up at Book Fair Podcast or connect with us on Instagram at Book Fair Podcast. We'd also love for you to visit our website, bookfairpodcast.com.
If this episode has meant something to you, the very best way to help us is to leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It is so helpful.
We look forward to more stories and shared ideas with you. So next time you've got dishes to do or a cup of tea to drink, we're here for you in the next episode. We'll see you next Tuesday.